The Everyday Environmentalists, Dave and Ann, bring you tips on how you too can help make the world a little better place to live in. So now, let's listen.
What a relaxing way to spend the day. Sitting out here on the ferry deck, enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, this is the perfect day to bike on Lopez Island. I'm going to go get my mid-morning hit of coffee. Can I get you anything?
No, thanks. I'm okay. I still have some juice left and a few chips.
Okay, I'll be back in a few minutes.
Jody and I'll just wait here. Well, maybe I should have asked Dave to pick up something after all. There's a whole lot less juice here than I thought. Now, what do I do with the empty bottle? I don't see any garbage or recycling bins out here. And I really don't want to lose our seats.
Anne, can I have your bottle? Then if you want to go walk around for a while or find Uncle Dave in the cafeteria, I'll just wait here.
Really? Sure, you can have it. I'll just be gone a few minutes, okay?
This plastic bottle might make a good home for some sea critter or some diver will discover 100 years from now. That would be really exciting. I will write a short note on this empty chip bag. Let's see, what should I say? And I suppose if it's not going to be found for 100 years or so, I should have everyone sign it.
Wow, that was a short line. Hey, Jody, what are you up to?
Oh, hi, Uncle Dave. Will you sign this note I'm writing?
A note? Who's it for?
Well, I'm writing a note about us to put in this plastic bottle, you know, for when some diver finds it 100 years from now.
I'm not sure I follow. I guess somebody could find it in a dumpster 100 years from now.
Actually, I was thinking what a nice home this plastic bottle would make for a crab or something, though putting a note inside sort of defeats that idea. You didn't buy another plastic bottle, did you? Then we could throw them both overboard at the same time, one note inside and one without.
Overboard? You mean you're just going to toss that bottle over the rail?
Uncle Dave, don't get overreacted here. People do it all the time. It's just one teeny little bottle in all this water. I think it's a great idea. Maybe we will all be famous someday, and this bottle will be worth millions of dollars.
Jody, I understand the excitement of leaving a mysterious note to be discovered years later, but the truth is, tossing items like plastic bottles into the water is actually against the law. Plastic is not biodegradable. Your bottle might indeed be floating around for 100 years. Or it might be eaten by a whale or dolphin.
I guess throwing this bottle overboard isn't such a good idea after all. It just seemed like a great way to leave some sort of record that we all came here once traveling by ferry through these islands.
How about we ask somebody to take our picture by the railing with all the scenery in the background?
Plastic litter in the ocean doesn't just look bad. It's bad for the animals that live there. If you have empty containers, look for a recycle bin instead.
Everyday Environmentalist is a production of KSVR Studios, made possible by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Produced by Joseph C. McGuire, technical engineering by Jay Charles, scripts by Bretta Eshte, featuring Dave McConnell as Dave, Jim Justice as Anne, and Noel Eshte as Jody. Let Dave and Ann show you how you too can be an everyday environmentalist.